Nolte, Philly suspends jail time for theft as Den Mayor's outlaw gun purchases. By John Nolte on March 18, 2020. House Grandpa Joe Biden's gun grabbing looking now. I mean, in a world where the Democrat-led Philadelphia publicly announced there will be no jail time for burglary, car theft, vandalism. Where nonviolent crimes, like someone robbing your home, will be met with a bench warrant instead of the huskow. Since no one's going to prison for nonviolent crime, I have a question. Is looting a violent crime? Isn't looting merely property damage plus burglary? Excuse me. I may have to take a couple of days off for a trip to Philly so I can upgrade my stereo system. Meanwhile, in other Democrat-led cities, a Democrat mayor just banned gun and ammunition sales, which is the same as banning the right for you to defend yourself, your home, and your family. New Orleans could be next. Yeah, freaking New Orleans. How would you like to help us in New Orleans? Oh, and did I forget to mention that in New York City, in a single precinct, police staffing is down 17% due to sick calls. One police officer in that precinct tested positive for the Wuhan coronavirus. In summation, a major Democrat-led city just told the criminal world Philadelphia is a free-for-all. A New York police precinct is short-staffed. Democrat mayors either have or are contemplating banning the sales of guns and ammunition. Not to get all I told you so A on you, but did I not tell you so? Did I not urge everyone out there to buy guns and ammo? Why, yes, yes, I did. And for two very good reasons. The gun-grabbing fanaticism in this country is not only real, we have never seen anything like it before. Which means the Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste party will never let a crisis go to waste, even a pandemic. I don't want to get all alarmist, but here's what I do know. Between Sunday, March 7th and Sunday, March 14th, things went from zero to crazy. And when I went out on Sunday night to purchase more ammunition and my wife suggested we already had plenty of ammunition, I told her that if things can get this crazy in 1 week, what are things going to look like next week? Or the week after? Well, here we are in the early days of the week after and Democrat-led Philly is promoting the equivalent of the purge for crimes like burglary and vandalism, while other Democrats are banning or looking to ban our right to defend ourselves. The gun control nut's primary argument is, why do you need all those guns in a country that's so safe and prosperous, in a democracy? And we would answer, because this could easily break down. Because governments can become tyrannical. And they would then call us paranoid and crazy and alarmists and guntards. Well, here we are. This is how crazy thing got in 10 days. This is how crazy Democrats got in 10 days. Now ask yourself. How crazy will they look 10 days from now? Leftism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it, is always a bad idea. But in situations such as these, it is outright dangerous. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.